This is Noah Pink Spandex, episode 187, for Wednesday, December 31st, 2014. I have been on the Twitters and the Facebooks and the Instagrams asking people to send in their questions for us that they would like to be answered on the show.
Yes.
And when I first put it out there, I thought that two people would send in questions and it would be the same question. I was scared. I was like, we will have no show. We're going to die.
I had faith. Remember, everybody, I had faith in the people. I am your champion.
Look, I have faith in people. I know that there are people who listen to us. I get shocked every day, right? I just thought that people would be too shy to actually submit questions for us and or even care what we even have to say. But y'all came full force. Y'all brought the heat. And so we are going to, I put up somewhere that, you know, we're going to pick the best ones to answer. But we are actually going to try to knock out all these questions.
Just remember, I had faith in all of you lovelies. Lisa and Spy did not. But again, I am your champion.
I'm sure Tristan would also like to add that he had faith in you for at least 80 years. Those are his
words. According to Tristan, this was his idea 1 bajillion years ago.
And I have no idea when he ever even mentioned this is his idea. So, don't know when that happened, but I never even thought of like, hey, you had an idea? No.
No.
Shut you down.
Are you sure this is a Jeremy original idea?
Yeah. No. Okay. I love how everybody's, you know what? They always say that the key to a successful project or whatever is when everybody feels like they have had an integral part into it. So I'll let you have that one, Jeremy, even though you're wrong. I'll let you have that one.
You are welcome, my people.
So let's start out this Q&A, right? We have to start out with the breaking news question.
Breaking news.
Okay? Right? Like, this was some really serious, serious inquiries for us, okay? First question is from Anonymous, okay? Because, you know, we also have like an ask.fm account where people can post their questions and some of them are anonymous. So, Anonymous from Ask.fm. Ahem. Do you think JDF will go bald anytime soon?
What?
Well...
Well, is there evidence that he is going bald?
Yes! Yeah. There's his head. Have you seen pictures of the man?
Well, I mean, he still has hair. It's still spiky, right?
Well, yeah, but it's thin. And, you know, his hairline, he looks like Vegeta. he's not doing so hot.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Why, Jeremy, why are you even taking this question seriously?
I take all questions seriously from my lovelies, so...
This was a person who wanted to get in their lulls, okay? So
yeah, but if it's JDF, I will take all lulls.
Oh my gosh. Anyway.
I don't think he'll go as bald as fast as people think he will. I think he'll have hair for a very long time.
His brother had hair, his father had hair,
I think the setting of the episode A Season to Remember was wishful thinking on his part. With old man Tommy.
Okay. Oh yes. Shout out to Jackie, by the way. You know, who wrote that episode. And
hello.
And I had to let her know thank you for writing that episode. I said thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You have brought to us a classic gem, the Power Rangers fandom. Thank you. And she was just like, girl.
Girl.
Yo, that episode was just all about a season of mom jeans. Like, it was just... So...
Oh, I forgot all about the mom jeans.
But thank you, Jackie.
That front butt technology.
Thank you. Like, she don't like you. Now you know that we just appreciate Season to Remember, because 20 years later, what? Still got jokes. So, anywho, moving right along, because we have a lot to cover in this Q&A.
Okay.
So, you know, this part of the Q&A is like the MPS beginnings. You know, I get these questions a lot throughout the years and what have you. So, the first question from Pink Fangirl on Twitter at W, and I'm not going to butcher that name, to her. Sorry, girl, but yeah, that's what your name is. Why the name No Pink Spandex? Do you hate pink spandex? Yes, I hate pink spandex. Sorry. Like, sorry to let you know, but no, kidding, but not really. No, the reason why, and I've said this on the show, is that wasn't a big fan of Kimberly back in the day. Was not. Kimberly was not my biggest fan of, you know, perpetuating girl power. So, I think it was like a Ranger board game type of survivor type of thing where we had to come up with two teams, and I was the leader of one team. And the first name that popped into my head was No Pink Spandex. And so that was the name of our team. And then I carried that on into the podcasting thing. I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool. No Pink Spandex. That kind of rolls off the tongue. So yeah. And then, you know, 9 years later, still here. And I still get that question. So,
are you?
Thank you.
In retrospect, are you glad you picked the name?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, it's just No Pink Spandex. Like, I mean, okay. So, like, the other day I went to, because, like, I'm also a YouTube creator, and so they just opened up the YouTube space in New York, and I went down there, and, you know, you have to go down there to kind of, quote-unquote, unlock the space so that you can use the space, and then you go down there again just to make sure you get the feels of how to, you know, sign up for things, check out things, and whatever. So, of course, you know, when you introduce yourself, it's like, hi, my name's Lisa J. My channel is called No Pink Spandex. It's about Power Rangers. People laugh, right? But hey, look, it's all good. I take that.
It gets the conversation started. It's unique.
Of course. You know, I say, look, we about Power Rangers all day, all the time. If you need your Power Rangers fix, No Pink Spandex. If you need your interviews, No Pink Spandex. If you need your Power Ranger toys, news, interview, nope. So everybody laughed. It was great. It was wonderful. And so I keep forgetting that when I went back there and they wanted to sign me up for some, you know, account or whatever. And they're like, oh, what's your channel name? No Pink Spandex. And they laugh. I think it's a great name. Any name that gets you to smile is great. It's great. So no regrets.
And you got the AJJ on the NPS. That's great. How fantastic is that?
Hey, God, come on. It's all good. Once Amy Jo Johnson blesses us, there ain't nothing wrong, honey. Nothing
seal wrong. Of approval from the queen.
Okay, so the next couple of questions actually came from a couple of people, and we get this a lot. How did you guys meet initially? You know, when and where? How did it happen? You know, what's the deal, right? I sort of don't remember.
Well, if you're talking just online meeting, I know I started talking to you when I started talking to Katie.
Right.
Which was near the end of 03. Because that was when I joined officially, even though I had been lurking the Ranger board before then. And
yeah, because me and Katie, who another OG, but you know yeah. y'all heard on, you know, a couple of episodes ago. So yeah, we had, you know, we were the No Pink Spandex girls. And then Katie introduced me to Jeremy.
Yes, because they were the big Tommy fans. And I was the anti-Tommy person. But I enjoyed talking to Katie because she was one of the very few people on the board that was a big Tommy fan that wasn't just like, oh my God, look at Tommy. He's the bestest in the world. Nothing he can do is ever wrong. She actually had intelligent conversation. So then she directed me to Lisa, who also had intelligent conversation, and it kind of just went from there.
Right.
Diamonds in the rough.
But Spy, how did we meet?
Well, online meetings are always kind of fuzzy for me because I never really have like a definite memory of like posts that say, hey, these guys are pretty cool. But in real life, I remember meeting you and Jer at the first Power Morphicon.
Yes.
That's where we met in person. And I met Tristan actually a couple years earlier in LA. The SPD cast members were going to do their first convention. So I actually met him a couple years earlier.
Starbucks 6.
That's right.
That's right.
No, and you didn't go to YumaCon. That's
YumaCon is where I met Tristan and Lisa both for the first time.
Right.
In person. And Mike.
And that was that year. Yeah.
And me?
And Mike.
Yes, I met all YumaCon
was the first time I met you, Lisa, and Tristan, I believe. I haven't met Spy yet.
No, we haven't met.
That's bizarre.
Y'all never met ever?
Yeah, never.
Oh. You just assume everybody's met.
Yeah, because it's been so long.
Yeah, because
kind of feels like might as well have.
Because we talk about Mikey, and Spy's like, oh, no, John, mom. Who are you talking about?
What?
We saw our buddy Walter again at Ace, and I just kind of assumed Mikey was there for some reason. I just associated them both together in my mind, and I was like, well, he was probably there. I assume he was there.
We were the Sheep Brother, I think. I don't remember where, why, how that name came about.
Oh, I don't remember anything. It was 2005, right?
Yeah.
So
I was still in high school.
That's what I'm saying. We knew him when he was a kid, yo.
I know. It's like him and Eric when they're adults now, and I'm like, what? No. No. Yeah, I think on the board, the only reason I knew of Spy was because he was
Con.
Well, yeah, because he was part of the big group of people.
That's right.
With all and I was like, he was the only one that never said d-ish things. I'm sorry. So he stood out from the group. And now I know them all, and I like them all, and it's all crazy.
And really starting this podcast, you know, like I said, it was myself, and then me and Katie and Jer, and then we came from because we were on
Ranger Cast.
and from there, you know, just wanted to do our own thing, and so then, you know, it was like a rotating group of people. So at one point it was Jay Ranger, another point it, you know, Mikey, it was a whole bunch of people. And really it was just because like we were friends. Mm-hmm. Anyway, who would talk after Ranger Cast ended, and we enjoyed each other's conversations so much that we're like, hey, let's just make this a show.
Yeah, because I remember it was like me, you, and Katie, we would do a Ranger Cast for like, I don't know, half hour, hour, and then that would end, you would call the two of us back, and we would talk about just like all the Red Rangers for like 3 hours. The next thing we know, you know, it's the middle of the night. We're like, that was amazing. I felt like 5 minutes. And then you're just like, let's keep doing it.
Yeah. So, yeah. And that's how, yeah. And then that started, 2005. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Oh my gosh. It's almost 10 years. Oh, okay. All right. So, all right. That's the beginnings.
Yes.
Okay. So,
beginnings.
So now we get into our interviews section.
Okay.
So, you know, another anonymous question sent in. Any more interviews of past Rangers? No. Nope. I think we're done.
Yeah,
with that.
Yeah, the ship sailed.
Yep.
Nobody likes those anyway.
Cares. Nobody cares. Of course. Of course there is. Now, I'll grant it, it's a little harder because, you know, I've done many. So
hit so many big names that the list of possibilities is shrinking.
And it's getting harder. So, but yes, definitely more interviews to come. Okay? All right. So then the next couple of questions are pretty much in the same vein from Mike Valdez. Hey, another Mike.
Hey.
See, now he has to be Latino Mike, right? Because we know so many Mikes.
You need a clarifier for every single Mike.
Pretty much. And Tony Izzo. Who are your favorite actors to talk with, and top three favorite guests to interview?
Ooh, that is a good one. It depends what you're looking for. For me, the most exciting ones are just the ones that I was a huge fan of their character beforehand, and they might not be the most typical obvious ones. So for me, it was like the Kwajansen, of course, is up there. Mm-hmm. Love the Kwajansen. I loved Dan Ewing was a good one.
Mm-hmm. Dan Ewing was a darn good
one. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff there.
Before he blew up. You know?
Yeah. Dan Ewing is on my list just because of how it came to be. Like, we were just like, hey, let's just ask him. And he's like, yeah, let's do it right now.
Yeah, that was like a real late night long one.
Yo, like 3 a.m. type of stuff going on right there.
Mm-hmm. Cutting more stuff.
So, yeah. Yo, Dan Ewing definitely was one of my favorites. Of course, for the obvious reasons, David Yost is going to be one of the favorites. Of course, for the obvious reasons, Amy Jo Johnson.
Those two are the last two on my list.
Yeah.
One of my favorites. You know, having the opportunity to interview her 3 times now and last time getting her on camera is one of my favorites. But yeah, like, I mean, recently it's been the on-camera stuff because I really want to push that more. I mean, I love the ones that are, you know, we get to spend an hour with somebody and just kind of talk it up, which is great. But for me, I feel like I'm more focused on getting more on-camera stuff and doing that, you know, because, right. I mean, you know, it's just something that people can connect with in a different way. And I love my videography, darlings. So I just want to, like, kind of pimp that more.
I also want to give some honorable mention to the Latham Gaines because I love his passion for everything. Like, he always has an answer for everything. He told us that great story, you know, and Tom Mercer. And Tom Mercer.
I don't think anybody knows the story, but, like, we would have to tell it when we're not recording.
Was that not?
No, no, that was something that we can't. That was just for us. Yeah. Yeah, so he said we could tell the story. We just can't tell the story on a recorded medium. So, if you ever see us,
just come up and say, "And Tom Mercer."
Tom Mercer.
We will tell you the story.
Oh, goodness gracious. But yeah, I mean, honestly, like, a lot. I do have a lot of favorites. I mean, I remember interviewing Shel Saban and her opening up about her story. I mean, that was another great opportunity. And I just, like, just so many that I remember. I'm just like, holy crap.
It's hard to mention some because then you feel like you're going to leave some out.
Of course.
Like, of course. Jason Chan is another awesome.
I mean, I was going to say Jason Chan.
You know, anytime you get some Ninja Storm up in this piece.
Yeah. So, but yeah, anyway, but, like, we have many favorites. And, but, you know, off the top of our heads, I think that's a, because Mikey.
Yes, I haven't actually participated in any interviews.
No, but what was your favorite interviews of ours? This is all about.
Yeah. All right. Definitely David Yost. David Yost. I really love that interview. And yeah, you guys pretty much already mentioned all the ones that I was going to say, like Latham Gaines and
love it.
Let's be honest, though, every single interview is off the hook. Like, I'm not even going to lie. I've enjoyed every single interview. There hasn't been one interview that I was like, oh, that sucked. Nope.
We'll get to that question.
Let's see. Next question from Connor and Declan, who are from Ireland, by the way, and they say that they're big fans. So, who is your dream interview? Someone you have never interviewed before? I think, okay, let's just all, like, I have a name in my head.
We all have the same name. We all do.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Melody Burns.
Patricia Jolly.
First of all, we interviewed Patricia Jolly before, so.
A real, like, long one, though.
Well, Spy, what did
like,
you
I
say?
I want Melody Lost Galaxy. Oh, Melody Burns. Oh, geez, there's another one.
Right?
I want to talk to Professor Jolly about the Lost Galaxy stuff, though.
Well, oh,
yeah. Yeah, that would be nice.
But I want to interview Heinz the Bond. Like, yo, that's like... Good one.
That would be... That, Johnny that's... T-Zack?
What?
Johnny really? T-Zack? Yeah. Johnny the info. T-Zack? He's got to mm-hmm. explain himself.
That was you have to
answer for your transgressions.
He's got lots of explaining to do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. I really thought we were going to say it all the same names. I'm glad we differed.
Yeah, but see, we're guys. So... yeah.
No, you I've can, got
you get all Ari Quayland
and Milo. I want to hear from them too. I want some RPM up in this.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, see, that's too. One thing is I just would say seasons that we haven't heard a lot from. I want RPM. I want Ninja Storm. I want Connor. I want freaking Connor. I want some Napier up in this piece.
I know, right? He's all busy being a director. He's
actually, you know, important.
How dare he?
Yes.
How so, dare he?
No, I would. Yeah, I would love to get some more Dino Thunder up in here. I'd like to finish off Lightspeed Rescue.
Yes.
Well, yeah. Well, we'll see about that. So, another question from our Ireland friends. What has been your most disappointing/awkward interview to date? We know you're unlikely to name names, but how about some hints or season references a la Doug Sloan? I love the callback to our episode about Powerball.
Does that have to be when we did that was awkward or one I listened to that was awkward? Because I could name ones I listened to that were awkward.
No, it says your most disappointing Aww. Awkward.
So we didn't get to inform anybody that someone had passed away.
Oh.
You're an idiot.
No, we didn't participate in that one.
Now, the interview itself went well. We got information from this person, and I'm glad we got that information from this person because it actually really was a good interview. But the way in which I had to get the interview was very disappointing because they tried to back out like 3 times. So, yeah, that was disappointing. I'm just like, you promised. Yeah. Then you try to postpone again. And then you're like, nope, sorry. I don't want to do it anymore. I'm just like, oh no, we're doing this. Oh no, we're definitely doing this. No, we're going to do this. So again, interview went well. Totally went well. But the way in which I had to get, I was like, that's very disappointing. And not like for any like emergency or anything. No, it wasn't. And we won't get into why, but yeah, disappointing.
But
so
for the most part, there are not many. Mm-hmm.
But no, but honestly, the those that we mentioned, Pretty much it. So.
Usually, if they don't want to talk to us, they don't want to talk to us.
Yeah.
They don't do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pretty much. All right. Again, don't know how much that's going to make it to the show. We'll see. So. but really, the not necessarily disappointing with the interview itself, but it's disappointing that there are actors who are willing and gung-ho to talk. And then you get right up to the precipice and then the interview doesn't happen. I'm just like, but you, come on!
Mm-hmm.
You want to do it! Or the flip side, they're way too bashful and too scared. I'm just like, no, we're cuddly. We are snuggle. Like, we get real bites. It's easy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and I'm not necessarily disappointed, but I'm just like, oh, come on, you guys. Come on, you can do it. And so, yeah. And I know that they would have a great story to tell. They're just too afraid. So hopefully more fans like you guys will let them know that you want to hear from them and especially want to hear from them on our show.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing is if you really want to hear from somebody, go find this person on the Twitters or the Facing Books. And say, you should do an interview with blah, blah, blah.
No, not just blah, blah, blah. You should do an interview
with the NPS. You know, go tell them. Go hound them. Say, this is the place to go. They're good people.
Okay. All right.
Tell them they did interviews with your cast members.
We probably
Enough
did, yeah.
Just, I know, well, yeah.
Pretty much.
So, moving right along, we're going to move into our toys segment.
Yeah.
All right.
My people.
This is where Spy and Jer shine.
That's right.
And where myself and Mikey are.
Nah, so so.
Busy being adults.
Getting there.
All right, so Anonymous from Ask FM asks, what are your hopes for 2015 toy-wise?
Realistic pricing on legacy items.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Shots fired.
That is. That's right for the jugular.
Well, I mean, let's be realistic. I walk into a Toys R Us and I see 8 Dragon Zords, mm-hmm. 8 Dragon Daggers, 8 to 12 Legacy Morphers sitting on the shelf every time I walk in.
Really?
Yes. Really.
Yeah, same here. Dragon Daggers and Dragon Zords, I see like a good, like 15 each.
And no Tommy, way. At least for me, Tommy's Morpher is warm in that shelf, son.
It is.
It's just, I mean, I understand they're high end. I understand they're for collectors. But asking people to spend $70, $80, Titanus is $200.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not realistic. I mean,
Titanus should be $150. Like, come on. You can bring, I mean, it's a big hunk of metal or plastic, but you can bring that down to $200 and then you have to pay tax.
Yeah. Legacy more for $40. That's what it should be. $40. Straight up. There's no way it's worth $60. It's just not. It's a very nice item.
I would even give them 50, son. Like 50 altogether.
The thing is, when the first one was first put on the shelf, it was 50. Then they raised it.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
That is. It's crazy. That's my biggest thing. Let me think of some other stuff that's not just collector specific. I mean, the obvious one is I would just like characters of figures besides the Rangers, and the main villain has always been a thing for me.
That was going to be on my list. More villain figures.
Yeah.
I really want to see more of those villain SH figure arts.
Yeah. Because usually it's just the main villain and a foot soldier, and that's the most you are ever going to get. And even those are usually hard to find.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. And let's see. Yeah, figure arts is another thing where I think that they would be better served focusing on importing some of those and maybe doing them for like Zio.
Yes.
You know?
I would love an Ecliptor and a Darkonda and some Psycho Rangers. Get me on that. Let's start a petition.
That's a thing. That's another thing is that they're doing these legacy figures and these old school stuff, but they're just doing the same characters over and over.
Like, I am so tired of buying a Green Ranger.
Yes, period. I'm done. I got the figure art. I am done forever.
This is nothing about JDF or Tommy anything like that.
Same thing with the Red Ranger, too.
If it was 900 Billies, I would be tired of Billy.
Exactly.
You know, it's just the same. And, like, okay, they have those figures at Toys R Us that they look like they're in the original boxes, the little triangle boxes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The first line is Red Ranger with shield, Green Ranger, same shield, White Ranger, Lord Zedd. And I'm like, it's the same Rangers you're always giving me. And now the second line, which actually has the rest of the cast, it's hard to find.
Mm.
Most places haven't even put them out. Mine hasn't put them out. You know, to actually get the blue, black, pink, and yellow, it's just not there. And they had to dramatically drop the prices of those. They've started out at like $20 and now they're 12. They're realizing after the fact that nobody is going to spend that much money on a 10-inch figure.
It's a little ridiculous. Like, give me some Zio, y'all. Like,
yeah, some variety.
And just, besides the Red Ranger. Like, I got it. Get it. Red Ranger is leader. That's what boys like, whatever, and cool.
And
I need variety. I would like to give you money.
Yeah.
I'm just not going to buy a fifth and sixth Red Ranger slash Green Ranger. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm even collecting these because for the anniversary, they released a lot of the Red Ranger and Sixth Ranger figures, like new ones of them, and they're nice and all. But I mean, I would still be much more willing to go out there and hunt these down if I knew I could get a complete team in a nicer sculpt, because a lot of the original teams had clunky, crappy figures, you know, where the women were on steroids and and had, you know, unbelievably giant knockers. Where I'm like, just give me some regular looking figures, son, you know? And they also did, they did some random stuff. Like, why did they not make a silver Space Ranger figure? I don't know. Things to happen like that. They just didn't. But I mean, and I'm sure they have, they obviously have research that says this is what sells, because it's been what, 20 years. And we still have the same problem of a box of 12 figures has like five Red Rangers in it and one of each girl. So clearly, I mean, that something tells them this is what they should still be doing, but something has to not be working or else these figures wouldn't be sitting on the shelves.
Well, Ryan, aka Linear Ranger from Twitter, asks, what legacy toy would you like to see made?
Legacy Command Center.
Ooh.
Outside the box. I like that.
With an Alpha 5 figure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm always, look, Legacy Communicator. Boom. Mm-hmm. Done.
Communicator's what? Good.
Done. Give my money. Just give the monies.
If you're just thinking about, if you're just saying in within the scope of the stuff they tend to release, I would.
No, think outside the box.
I know, but I'm also saying if you're just thinking about the stuff that they do release, for me, I would think earlier stuff that I would want would be a Legacy Astro Megazord, because that's hotness. Astro Megazord is straight hotness. And Legacy Super Zeo Megazord, because that is the hottest of hotness. That you don't get better than Super Zeo Megazord. You just don't.
Super Zeo was the first Megazord that I bought, ever.
Boom. Right there.
I would actually like to see a Legacy Thunder Megazord. I know it's just right on the cusp. If we can sell that Tiger Zord, we can get a Thunder Megazord.
I was going to say, sure. you'd figure it would be, if any, the next thing down the pipeline would have to be that.
Come on. But yeah, I'm a big fan of the Legacy Megazord line. If they just keep on doing it forever, I will buy each and every one. I made a mistake on the original. I'm sorry. I've learned my error.
You failed.
Skipping ahead, Spy, aren't we?
A little bit, yeah. I've got another one for that, though.
Yeah, and by the way, the what I've seen so far of the Saba looks amazing. I can't wait to get my hands on that. That looks great.
I wasn't. Rescue all the little boys. You know what? I really wasn't going to pick that up. I was like,
no, you need to support Tial.
But like the sculpt, and then the it looks beautiful.
And all those phrases. I'm so surprised. I didn't expect that at all.
And honestly, even the Tiger Zord. I was never a huge fan of the Tiger Zord. I thought it was kind of generic looking when it was in Megazord mode. But it looks pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I'm down with it. I'm trying to think outside the box too, because I kind of want like realistic looking sculpt, like bulk and skull figures. Like that would be amazing. Like actually look like them, you know, not just generic fat guy figures like they usually have and generic skinny guy, but like actually looks like them. Unlike say like that 2010 Rita figure, which was just abysmal. Just nobody bought that. I was surprised nobody bought that.
No, I didn't.
But you know, if you like, yeah, like they underestimate how cool the human characters actually are. Even if you get like Rangers, like in unmorphed, I would buy that.
You know what I want again?
Jason and Red Jeans.
I just thought. I just thought. I never picked up the Trini or Aisha or Barbies. Kimberly Barbies, but if they could make those again, but not like Barbie, like they like the dolls that are bigger, and then like you can play with their hair and do all this kind of like different types of like hairstyles and stuff. Then if they release that, I would so totally get it. So totally awesome. You'll take me back.
I would so totally walk into Toys R Us and say I was buying this for my cousin. And totally not for me. Don't look at me like that, checkout lady. Don't judge me with your eyes.
Goodness gracious. All right, so our Ireland boys again ask, what is the one piece of PR merchandise you wish you had gotten but never did? Or what did you wish had been released as merchandise that never was? So we kind of answered that already, but...
First, okay.
Yes, I missed out on my Legacy Megazord.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing with my parents. I got issues with them 20 years later. I told them very specifically, because even at a young age, the hate was real. I said, nothing with the Green Ranger. Nothing with the White Ranger. I want nothing to do with them. So when it's Christmas morning and I unwrap and there's a Falcon Zord sitting there, I'm not a happy child. Very unhappy.
That's probably what was the only thing that was left.
I said, anything but. You could get me some micro machines that had Power Rangers on them. Better option than the Falcon Zord, which is about the most worthless toy ever. It does nothing. Absolutely nothing. It has crappy lights in its wings, and that's it.
Does it even have lights?
I don't think so.
I think
it's just clear plastic.
Maybe it did. I can't even remember anymore. I don't know. I don't know. I don't remember. I don't remember. I played with it for about 5 minutes. And then it just sat attached to the Shogun's Zord because that was the only time it looked cool.
I like it better with the ninjas because they're all animals.
It's friggin' Gatling guns when it's on the Shogun Megazord.
But it's pretty wings on the Ninja Megazord.
It is.
Whatevs. But no, I mean, as a kid, like the very first line, season one stuff, I had nothing. Like nothing from that. Mm-mm. I think I had some of the auto-morphing figures. I think I was missing one of them. I had 5 of them. But other than that, I had nothing. So obviously, original Megazord. Never had that. I'd love that. Even Dragon Zord. I'd like it. Thunder Zords. All I had was the main Megazord. So, I mean, the rest of that. And I wish I had the Ninja Megazord. Like, I liked it so much more than the Shogun Megazord, but I only had the Shogun. And after that, I pretty much got everything for the next couple of years, so I was fine. But those are the main things. Ninja Megazord, I wish I had that, and regular Megazord. Those are the two main ones for me.
Yeah, I always wish I got the original Megazord, but like I never was a toy person when I was watching the show anyway. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it was only like before this whole Legacy thing started again, I was just like, ah, oh, darn, I wish I got an original Megazord. But now I got my Legacy Megazord, so I'm good. I'm straight. Straight money. You know, the same thing with the like the Power Morpher. I mean, you know, you would buy your Power Morphers online or whatever, but you know, I always wish I like got the original one that was in the box that I never opened type of thing.
Yeah, someone sent me one of those a few years ago, so I got that for the first time, the one that had the Morpher and then the Blade Blaster together,
right
combo,
right. Man, I must have bought like 5 of those, like, online.
But honestly, yeah, that's the thing, is that as you can argue the difference between the Megazords, but the Morpher, the Legacy Morpher, is a billion times better than the original.
Course.
There's no reason to prefer the original unless it's pure nostalgia. So having that in your hands, I mean, you're done, son.
Exactly.
Memories, you know, new memories created. Joy,
exactly.
Joy for all.
I got 3 in my closet. What?
Me too.
So I'm straight. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Mikey, you ever missed out on any toys back in the day?
I asked for the Thunder Megazord, but I got the stupid, like, remote control one that doesn't disconnect.
I think a lot of people have that story over the years.
Yeah, thanks, Mom.
Yeah, they kept making those forever, too. Like, many, many series have those. So, kids
the charging Megazord or whatever.
Yeah, I think my Omega Megazord is a charging one. It's not a real one.
Yeah, kids have been getting screwed over for years. Just every year, a new one.
I wish that they released the Lights of Orion power-up for the Galaxy Megazord. I remember seeing it on the charging Galaxy Megazord and thinking that it was going to get released, but it never was. Hmm. It was just one of those things that I remember from my childhood, always wanting, but never happening. Oh, and plus, like a decent-sized, like, rail rescue thingamajig, rescue bay, whatever it's called, for the super trains.
Oh, yeah,
Rescue. That would have been
pretty
cool.
You just love yourself some sets, though. You like the command centers and did you have a Polly Pocket when you were growing up?
I'm broke with expensive taste. What can I say?
Yeah, they actually did that because now they have like a Bandai premium line. They actually released a whole train track for like the Tokuger.
Oh wow!
That lights up and everything.
Ooh.
So if they go back in time and do that for all the other series, that'd be pretty nice.
Find out. Well, speaking of Tokuger.
Hey now. You know you love it. Imagination, babe.
So we move into our Toku time.
Yay.
Right? So Ann Izzo from Facebook asks, favorite Sentai?
Magiranger.
Yeah, Magiranger and Bokenger. It's a nice 1-2 punch right there.
Not a moment of hesitation for me. Magiranger does the absolute best of characterization. Easy.
And they're gorgeous. And yes. The Megazord is beautiful.
Great suits. Yes, great suits. Yes. One of the best Megazords ever. The way it combines is brilliant. Mm-hmm. That it has a dragon mode. And it holds a special place for me, too, because it was the very first season that I watched as it aired each week. And I always thought that the concept of having a team of siblings was going to hold it down. That it wouldn't be as interesting with the character interactions. But for me, it was the exact opposite because you always had built-in sort of backstory and plot for them. And the cool thing was that every week they would focus on like two of them and the relationship between those two that was completely different from any other relationship between any other two of them. And it showed like what, you know, really focus on the whole sibling aspect of them. And it created like one of the most tense episodes ever when the creepy sniper guy was going after them. Oh my god, it was so sad. It was so sad when he sniped him down. Oh my gosh. But and they always they answered all the obvious questions too, like why is the youngest member of the team the leader? Wouldn't the oldest member be a little annoyed? You know, like they always brought it back to who these characters were and specifically how they related to one another. And there was actually payoff to the whole concept of the Red Ranger being the youngest of the bunch and why he wouldn't have the same viewpoints on certain things as the rest of the team. See, this is my spoiler warning right here. See, I'm not telling them things. But so, yeah, it's the most complete series. It has a great story that progresses in nice stages with villains that progressively get more powerful and they have unique twists, like, you know, the villains that are giant and then they have to shrink down to fight you. I love it. But yeah, so easily Magiranger. My second, which people will not agree with as much, is Gekiranger. I also love Gekiranger. It's got a Dragon Ball Z thing to it that I really love, with everybody training to get more powerful all the time. You know how it is.
Yeah, I don't watch much Sentai, so I would not be very equipped to answer this question.
You've seen like
fairly
all the way through, right?
Say what?
The only ones you've seen all the way through are Gokaiger and GoBusters, right?
Oh, right. Duh. No, I lied. GoBusters.
I was going to say, you just say GoBusters. I'm like, those are the only two she's watched all the way through, so she's going to say GoBusters.
Yeah, no, GoBusters. Definitely. I forgot. Wow, like, it's been a while. GoBusters was my joint. It was my jam.
Mm-hmm.
Turn it up and play it again. I love that series. Because like every other one is like, okay, I get it, you know, and you know, it just didn't grab on. I didn't grab onto it or whatever. And then GoBusters was just like, oh, okay,
it's right, very unique. I will admit it is very, very unique.
And it's my zhuzh. That's my zhuzh right there. So GoBusters all the way. Okay, Mikey, do you watch your Sentai?
I'm kind of in the same boat as you. I haven't really seen that many to completion. I've seen a Hurricaneer, Abba Ranger, and Die Ranger. Those are the only three that I've seen.
Yeah, seen more than me, huh? Pick
those are good ones. They're all good ones.
It's really hot. I mean, I really enjoyed Die Ranger, I'm not going to lie. I just thought the suits were really cool. I thought the action was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. I know these are generic answers, but yeah. Maybe I should check out GoBusters, though, based on what you're saying.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yes.
Those Die Ranger suits, though. So, I mean, it is, what, 20 years later, and those are still some of the best suits of all time.
They hold up.
easily.
And their Megazord. I want that legacy.
Yeah, I'm not as big on the Megazord, but...
Oh, no, it's beautiful.
It's okay. It's okay.
Okay, so our next question from Gary Weiser from Facebook. Do you guys think we will get more post-Drew Ranger Sentai seasons? And is that very like... Okay, need to edit. Okay, sorry. So do you think we're going to get post-Drew Ranger seasons?
Hopefully.
And if possible, pre-Drew Rangers as well. On DVD. He means on DVD.
I sincerely doubt we'll get anything pre. Sincerely doubt it. If we did, it would be a long, long way down the road. Post, I think it's pretty simple. The same reason why things get released in volumes and they get broken down into smaller sets is that it's completely dictated by the sales figures. This is my Brian Ward answer. that the only way we will get Die Ranger is if Drew Ranger sells well enough to justify it. Because if you can't sell the suits that everybody knows, you're not going to sell anything else. Simple as. So if Drew Ranger sells well, they'll release Die Ranger. If Die Ranger sells well, they'll release Kaku Ranger. It's simple as that.
I still feel like it's just going to be Drew Ranger and that's it. They're just milking the MMPR costumes, and once that's done, that's it.
Mm-hmm. I think that they're just going to completely skip those and go to O-Ranger.
I think they're more likely to skip around. I think if Drew Ranger sells well, the next thing they will go to will probably be Killruger, maybe. Maybe.
Oh, yeah. Maybe they could do that. Do them simultaneously.
Maybe Gokaiger. I mean, they would go to something that is easily recognizable. The most easily recognizable.
But then remind people currently that this is a better show than what crap we got in America. Don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, people like to think about it linearly, but what it's going to be is everything will be dictated by sales, and the next thing will never be greenlit until they've decided that the most recent thing did well enough. I agree, Spy. There's a very good chance it'll just be Drew Ranger.
Yeah.
If they do sell, I feel like they're just going to at least finish out the MMPR-related Sentai seasons. I think they'll do the Die Ranger and the Kaku Ranger, and then...
Yeah, they could
do... Those will at least get released.
They could do Die Ranger, and I'm sure if they did, the friggin' White Ranger would be front and center on that cover.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
B-Ward will not have it any other way, my friend.
And nothing on that cover will remind you that that is a small child. No, that likes to look up girl skirts.
Oh, yeah. So, our next question, anonymous, Mask FM. Thoughts on Toku fandom?
You know, I'm not necessarily big into the fandom as a whole. So it's kind of hard to answer.
But I mean, I don't know what exactly do they mean. Thoughts on that? Like any fandom, you have your great people, you have your not so great people, you have your overzealous people, mm-hmm. You have your regular people.
I could give you a couple specifics that, like, I'm annoyed with the people who act like Toku is the be-all to end-all and Power Rangers is a joke. I don't like that, because they're the same people who want to see Power Rangers Buckets of Blood Force. You know, where they act like... Because there's some misconception still that Toku is, like, super serious, adult-oriented, when really it's still just a kid's show. It's just that in Japan, they don't care if a character has a little trickle of blood in the corner of their mouth.
It's oh my so god. Dark.
Yeah, and honestly, half the time, they're even more ridiculous than we are. They just have a different sense of humor.
Right.
And honestly, that's really all it is for me, is I don't like the snobbery, but I don't see a lot of it. And really,
I would say that it's also hard to judge the Toku fandom based solely on internet interactions, because I find that when you actually meet these people in real life, they're a lot nicer.
Mm-hmm.
I think the internet just brings out
or
the unfiltered
scare.
Mess. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like legit, like you would be, it would be like fisticuffs online.
Yeah.
You meet them in person.
Keyboard so
silence, crickets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think it's really hard to get an idea of what people are actually like on the internet, but in real life, they're pretty nice.
That being said,
be loved.
I'm super, super pumped when I go to a convention and I see somebody in like a Go Buster suit. Cause I'm like, yeah, you know what's up. Yeah. Or wearing,
right.
Wearing like a Die Ranger suit that's not Kiba Ranger. Yeah. You know.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So the next question, another anonymous question. What do you look forward to seeing most from Toku this year in 2015? And how do you expect the fans to react this year, both positively and negatively?
Well, if you want to talk about negative,
I was going to say ninjas are going to be well received no matter what. I think it's going to be widely accepted for a very long time, even if it's super wacky.
Yes, ninjas are a very easy sell. The only thing easier to sell is dinosaurs. So, and again, it looks good. On paper, ninja looks hype. Drive, not so much.
Are we near like the end of Drive now,
no.
where we can like get
but
hints of?
They've aired 10 episodes, Lisa.
Gosh darn! Gosh darn!
So the answer to your question is a resounding no. and even though they've aired 10 episodes, he already has 3 different unique forms.
Oh my gosh!
Yes, speed, wild technique, but
yeah.
No. Again, the thing I'm looking forward to. You know, or at least the thing I'm hoping is that whenever Drive ends, they realize that going back to two-parter sucks. Straight up. It's easy. We've said it before. It's simple. Stop two-partering it and create characters that I give a crap about. Not a random cavalcade of generic templates. Like, here's the nerdy guy that only says a couple of nerdy things every episode.
Just get the guy writer back. Call it a day. Just maybe he needed a season to regroup, you know, gather his thoughts, and he'll be back.
Well,
and then we have to.
Want them to change their whole mental process, though, you know, so that they realize that when they don't have that writer, that they can just let episodes flow into one another, you know, and you don't have to have every character in every episode do something wacky, and you don't need characters that are just there to be victims. I'm looking at you, Shunpei. You know what's up.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's simply it. I mean, a better Kamen Rider when this one ends, and I'm looking forward to Ninja. It looks good. Looks good so far, from what little we've seen.
Ninja. What the? So, all right. I guess we're moving out of Toku time.
Boo.
Okay. And we're gonna move into what I call. Power Ranger faves, y'all. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I just, you know. So Bree from Facebook asks, in all the seasons of Power Rangers, what are your top 3 favorite series in the franchise?
Ooh. Mm-hmm. See, it rotates for me. It rotates.
It does. It depends on the criteria.
Right. Well,
yeah, the criteria is important too. Yeah,
Lord Jesus is a fire. What is your top 3? Period. Done. End of story. Go.
All right. My top 3. Sorry to interrupt.
No, I'll think.
Right.
No particular order. Obviously, Lightspeed Rescue got to be up there. Time Force. Mm-hmm. And you can roll your eyes at me all you want, but there's always going to be a spot for Mighty Morphin Season 1.
Oh.
Always. I don't care how bad it is. I love it.
I'm going to say In Space, I'm going to say RPM, and I'm going to say Lightspeed Rescue.
Okay. For me, it boils down simply to a season that I could pop in any episode of at any time and enjoy the hell out of it. Jesus. And that is RPM. That is Dino Thunder. And haters gonna hate Ninja Storm.
Dang, oh, he is.
Dino Thunder.
Ninja Storm, Repri, mother effing Zent.
I forgot about that.
Ooh, there's a lot. Okay. I mean, and like I said, those are my top three, but I always put Lightspeed, Zio, they're always up there too, you know?
Yeah. All right. For me, it's always, Zio is always going to be top. Like, tip top, tippity top. Like, you that's know, not, Z- that's not.
Zio moving. Would probably be up top for me if it had a damn ending.
Well, whatever. Yeah. Like, look, all of them got their flaws. Zio is number one for me, right?
Uh-huh. Why Zio? Great finale. As good as oysters too.
The 2 and 3 spots. Man, I forgot about Dino Thunder.
How do you forget about Dino Thunder?
No, because one of it has to be RPM, right? RPM.
Yeah, I think RPM just so damn good.
You know, but and then but it kind of bugs me out that like the later half was kind of meh. So that's why I'm just like, God, I forgot about Dino Thunder, which I enjoyed. Well, then you got the middle part where, like, the dude is in amber or invisible, so that was kind of whack.
That was great. That was the best part.
Be quiet. Hear this is my time. Hear my time. Okay, Mighty Morphin. Mighty Morphin Season 1.
Yes.
I was going to say, you're going to say 3.
I know. I thought I was going to say 3, too.
People usually say 3. People usually go 3-1, 3-1-2.
I know. Because, like, 3 had, like, the illest ending, son.
Mm-hmm.
That, yo.
That messed with but me as it, a kid, you know?
But like, then it had, like, alien rangers. I didn't care about them.
The feels, though, at the end.
The feels. I was all in my feelings.
And then, it's like, coming. Oh, what's going on? What's going on?
Yo, that was hype. That was hype.
Oh, the Age of Innocence.
Alright, so, oh man, okay, so Zio, gosh, this is hard. Aliens? Zio, because, Zio,
okay,
MMPR1, MMPR3.
Wow.
Alright, okay.
I know, I got to go old school, yeah.
More shots fired.
I am, because, I mean... Because like Dino Thunder, I love Dino Thunder, but I haven't popped that in a minute.
You just got
right.
You just got a disapproving glare from Dr.
I know. And then like
the glare he deserves for Trent when he finds out.
And then RPM, I could pop in those first half like any, but like Dome Dolls, hun.
Like,
yo.
Like when I rewatched it a couple months ago, I had forgotten how damn funny the beginning of is it Ranger Green when they're auditioning? Yay. How funny that is. That is genuinely laugh out loud funny at times.
Like, no, RPM. Like, if you took the first half of RPM, yo, that stuff is fire. Mm-hmm.
What happened to that show during the second half? Because I agree, the quality kind of went downhill.
Eddie got S-canned.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
The guy who created the show got fired.
And then there's no disrespect to Judd or whatever. It could have happened to anybody. But when you're taking over a show, somebody else's vision and, you know, aspect and what have you, you know, it's not going to be the same, you know? So, like, I mean, back in the day, we're like, what's up with Judd? But I'm not even going to, like, totally blame him for that second half.
No, Judd was in, like, the most unenviable position possible. You take something that it has a niche audience, it's very different, very specific, and they say, fix it, basically. According to them, fix it needed to be fixed. You know, basically, get under budget, get it done quickly, do it the way we want you to do, because we got to get rid of this thing. I mean, nobody is going to turn out a perfect product. And I think what he did was very good. Given
it's still better than freaking like
most seasons.
We'll be getting, for real. But like,
better than anything named Force.
In terms of like comparing the two, I mean, you clearly saw a difference. Yeah. So for me, I'm just that's why it's not in my top three. But like, if it was just that first half, what?
Yeah, there's no perfect season for me. There's no season where I liked it all the way through, where I thought they did a great job the entire way. You know, a lot of them dropped the ball a little bit at the end, but
yeah,
overall,
but. But yeah, that's my top three: Zio, MMPR1, MMPR3. Done.
Oh, I mean, I got so much nostalgia value for MMPR1, but I just Oh, I can't put it.
No, because it's the thing. All those episodes are so cheesy and wonderful. You pop it in, you laugh, you're done. Right? Like, you don't have to, like, overthink anything or whatever.
But they hurt me bad when they were like, we're getting rid of Tommy. Psych! Sorry about that, son. Just as a kid when all the parents got kidnapped, and then who walks in the door? Idiot, late as usual.
On time, you mean? He's on time.
Late as usual, and then they play the music, and I'm like, no. On time.
Okay. Anyway, so all right, that's we went through that. All
hurt
right,
me, MFPR one, so, you hurt me.
All right, next one from Sean on Ask FM at Snarky Sean. Jason as red or gold?
Gold.
Red.
Red.
Gold.
Gold.
Oh.
Come on, Zio. Come on. What do you expect from me?
Best suit of all time. Still. Me? Sorry.
Like, yo, and his yo, he's like, yo, I'm back, son.
Although, again, it once again, they hurt me a little bit because I had Billy. I was like, oh, Billy, come on. Then they made up some excuse, and then I see that guy coming.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I was not happy when Billy didn't.
There were some hurt feelings for a moment there.
Yes. I wasn't my feelings when it was not Billy, but then the next point is, Jace's coming back.
See, my second choice would have been Zach. So Zach can come back. That's cool. He's got black suit again. Hey,
got some gold now.
We'll call you the Gold Ranger. You know, but I was never a big Jason fan. It always sounded like he was, you know, pushing one out whenever he would do his Red Ranger screams. I was just never big. I was just never, you know, as a kid, I never related to the jock.
I was never a big Jason fan either, but when he came back and he wasn't like up in my face all the time, it was great.
And I love the fact that they immediately addressed the issue of Rocky. Because to me, that was something that immediately came to my mind, but I thought they would never talk about it because, you know, they never.
That's why it was awesome.
Well, and that's how seasons work, you know, where everything that happened last season just doesn't exist now. You know, things have changed, so we're past it. But the dude's got some hurt feelings. He was the Red Ranger. Mm-hmm. You know,
he must not fail. Oops.
Oh yeah, but no. I mean, I like the suit better. I thought he was. I thought he was. It's the same thing with like Tommy and Dino Thunder, where I'm like, I like that he took a back seat. That it wasn't all about him.
So gold.
Yeah.
So
gold.
That's unanimous, right?
Yeah.
Gold,
yes,
right?
Yeah, okay, Rocky's clearly the superior Red Ranger. Clearly, okay. Superior Red Ranger. No question. All right. No question.
Next question.
Yep. Moving on.
Scott Sandler from Twitter at DGRanger1994. Who are your male and female Rangers of the Year? Now, for people who don't know what that's referencing to, I think it was Morphin Legacy had some type of thing where they had like Rangers of the Year. And so, Austin St. John as the Mighty Morphin Red won the male part, and then Catherine Sutherland as the MMPR Pink won the pink one. So
what's our criteria?
Heck if I know.
I mean, is this like, I mean, it says of the year, it's like they did something this year, or?
I know, like, I.
Yeah, that's what I had.
And I was going to say, we had to stick with Megaforce.
That was my question. Is, do you want like Megaforce?
Like, are we doing
Megaforce? Oh, of the specific year?
Because Ranger of the Year would be. I was going to say Silver. What's his name again?
Cameron Gebo?
Yeah. Orion? Yeah, Orion. God, what a dumb name. But a good character.
It's better than Tizon.
Yeah, true. And then the worst from Megaforce would just be everybody else. I'm sorry.
Oh. Yeah. Hold on. Yeah. Gots to give love to my homie, Robo Knight.
That's what I'm saying. Male, quote unquote male, but like, out of like the of the year, Robo Knight. Like, come on.
Robo Knight is the best.
Well, I don't know male if he was male or female.
He helps.
No, he counted.
Yeah, he helps the starving, stereotypical African children.
Just don't even get me started. Don't even get me started. But yes, Robo Knight really, I mean, he went from my least favorite to like, he moved up those ranks.
He can serve soup like a boss, too.
Even though he got kicked off the team, he still took the Silver Ranger suit to the dry cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
Nice guy like that.
He can spit mad game.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Dropping those beats. So yes, that's for me. Spy, what about you?
See, I didn't really quite understand the question, I guess, because I thought it was going to be like somebody did something important throughout the year.
Yeah,
and I was going to give it to Amy Jo for actually making an appearance at Lexington. I was going to say, wow, she threw us a bone. Yeah. I was
if
so happy.
Yeah,
if you're talking about like real people,
yeah,
like the actors, then yeah, I mean, yeah, she went to her first convention.
Yeah.
I would give
if
her
you're,
that.
Yeah, if you're talking about the actors who played them, female is Amy Jo Johnson. Male is a tie for me between the Kwa Johnson, obviously, that's my boy, and B-Hawk. Because he was technically the Gold Ranger. Haha.
Okay.
No, because and him he was just because I love his enthusiasm and the fact that you know
nice.
Yeah, like one of those guys you've heard about it before where he had no idea the Phantom was out there and he knows and now he embraces it and he loves it and he's in deep and that auction was so much fun.
Yeah, it was.
He threw the party for everybody. Come on. That's a good dude right there. That is a solid human being.
You sold me. You did.
B-Hawk.
Sold me. B-Hawk? Amy Jo.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. And then Robo Knight, you still my dude right there.
They can adopt Robo Knight. Sitcom. Those three.
So here's the next question that was kind of, from Anonymous. Who, in your opinion, is the most good-looking fan in the Ranger fandom, one male and one female, a prom king and queen of the Ranger fans?
I'm gonna give it to my good old standby, Phil and Averill.
Yeah.
Oh, come on! You can think more than that.
Couple.
And more recent.
Yeah, yeah, right.
You see
that Tom is one sexy looking man. I like him.
Wait, which one?
Tom Ranger.
Oh,
the model?
Yeah, he's a good-looking dude. He'd be up there. I don't know why I thought of the guy first. Let me say something.
I'll have a slice of that pound cake.
Break me off a piece!
I just don't...
Lothos?
Don't.
Oh,
say
you,
what?
You judge my answer, then you want to stall for yours?
What was your answer?
Mine?
Oh, no, it wasn't a serious answer. I'm not going to be mean.
Oh, no, okay. I heard your answer, Mikey. No, what was your answer, Spy?
No, I said Phil and Averill.
Oh, right. I don't look at looks. I look at the character.
Oh, right.
Please. There you go.
Uh-huh. Just like all the girls who say they care about a guy who can make them laugh and has a great personality. Guys!
Well, clearly, this next anonymous person clearly meant me for that answer because they say, Lisa J, why are you so awesome?
Oh, wow. We're going there, huh?
No, but they really say that seriously though, keep up all the great work. I really enjoyed the episodes this year. Your Palmorphicon recap / adventure was awesome, and I have to thank you considerably for the Cop Out City recap, as it spared me from sitting through those horrible episodes.
Oh Lord Jesus.
So you're very welcome. I know, thank you. And then think I'm awesome. It's awesome. Did you think I'm awesome? Because I'm so totally not going back to that previous question that we had there. All right, next question. From Brandon Singleton from Facebook. What changes do you believe Saban should implement in Dino Charge that would make it better than the seasons before?
Outlining a story. From beginning to end.
Being original.
Not having the characters talk like they're talking to 4-year-olds.
Have the characters have character.
Ooh,
how about that? Yeah. They're just templates.
And using vernacular that is 2015 and not 2000.
Late.
Late.
Stop. Yeah. Also, stop writing MMPR's nutsack. How about that?
Yes.
We don't need a character named Ernie.
Right.
We don't need the theme
song. We don't need
a
rehash of Day of the Dumpster.
Yeah, we don't need to sample the original theme song. Also, here's one. The cast mentioned it themselves. Change their clothes. They're not cartoons.
I'm fine with the clothes.
They're not Homer Simpson. Little things like that. But honestly, you know, we don't want to act like, you know, Judd is the be-all to end-all savior of the universe. But I think he's smart enough that he can make these simple, small, obvious changes and we'll have a better season. I think he will create a plot.
Oh, God willing, because I can't take any more.
And it's just, and again, another thing is it's just a bad, bad idea to do what they did 2 years in a row now, which is take a 50-episode Sentai and compound it into a 20-episode MMPR show where nothing, you know, there's no actual story. You're just you know, crap through a goose going through the story.
That could have been pulled off, though, if they actually put 2 seconds of thought into it.
Mm-hmm.
They could have pulled it off.
They could. They're making their job harder for themselves just by deciding to do it that way. It could be done well, but especially, you know, like Ghost Ager, where they just decided they needed to do everything that happened in Ghost Ager, but that meant going through 3 groups of villains and giving them each like 5 or 6 episodes. You're not going to make a character. I mean, I'm sorry, but you're not going to make a compelling, interesting story when you have to create a character and kill them off in a month. You know, it's just, you know, I mean, they tied their own hands by doing that.
Yeah. So, yeah, they need to just don't be Samurai and Megaforce.
There you go.
Pretty much.
Put some thought into
Pretty much.
Don't get yourself to a point where you actually have to put a credit on the screen that says translated by.
All right. So, okay, our island boys back again.
Hey.
With the extended finale of The Legendary Battle released, which episodes in Power Rangers history do you wish had been extended in the past?
Countdown to Destruction.
Countdown, yep.
Forever Red, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the big ones.
The first one that came to my mind was the Lightspeed Time Force team up. We only got one of those.
That's
I would have liked to have seen another.
Absolutely.
For me, not necessarily extended, but actually happened, a Zio finale.
You can even have the friggin' Rita and Zed blow them up or whatever, but actually have a story leading up to it and making it a little more fanciful than what they did. I mean, that could be your finale, is having Lord Zed and Rita take over again. That's cool. Just, you know, get to it in a better way.
Yeah.
I don't know if this counts as an extended episode, but maybe some more to the Turbo movie, including a fight with the Zio costumes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and ripping off of them and their, you know, whatever like that it was supposed to be in there, but didn't happen. But, yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of something that's more... It's not as obvious, you know?
No, that's pretty much what important parts. Mm-hmm. Yep. Everything else, nope. Don't care. I mean, look. I mean, in terms of just regular episodes, the Once a Ranger nonsense, like, they needed to, like, re-edit that to have more old school peeps. You know,
yeah, that one could have been, I mean, from the footage they had, that could have been a one-parter. If they would have, because, again, people have said it before, but what the first part, the old Rangers don't show up until half,
till the last.
Yeah, I'm over halfway through the episode. Like, that's just beyond ridiculous.
Yeah.
I would have, how about more, is it called Always a Chance? Is that what it is?
With Adam?
Yeah, I would like that to be longer.
No, that was good.
I would like a little more.
I don't know.
Just fine.
I feel like a little bit more would have ruined it, because Carlos is just Carlos.
Well, maybe if he was teaching TJ instead of Carlos, it could have been better.
Yes, yes.
But
teach.
All right. So next one, Ryan, aka Lenny Ranger. What is your biggest hope and worst fear, other than more of the same for the past 4 years for Dino Charge?
Ooh, fear. That's interesting.
My biggest hope is more individual focus on Rangers. Like, I missed the episodes where, you know, the Pink Ranger could finish the monster and that was it. It wasn't like she had to hand off the baton or whatever to the Red Ranger to do the final blow.
That's good. That's good.
And then I guess my biggest fear... Oh, I wrote it down. I can't remember. My biggest fear is that the fandom's hunger for cameo appearances is going to take away the need to write actual stories. It's just going to be famous face after famous face, and that's all that they're going to throw at us now.
Cameo for the sake of a cameo.
Yeah, yeah.
My biggest fear is that we're going to get worse than Samurai and Megaforce together.
Can like, it get I'm, worse?
Like, legit, like, yeah, exactly. That whole, like, can it get any worse?
It can. We've and asked the question. Does. Yes.
And I don't want to ask the question again because I don't want it to be. So that's, like, my fear. Like, I don't want to have another 2 years of, like, we barely talked about Megaforce on the show. I mean, we talked about it and it never got released, but whatever. Like, I just don't want that again. So I want to be able to... My biggest hope is for a season or a couple of seasons where we are regularly releasing episodes about a show that we really and truly invest in and care about.
Yes.
I mean, look, even if we really like hate it, but like hate it with a passion for certain things, not like the same old like no characters, no story, always in their suits, battle, battle, battle. You know, like, who wants to repeat themselves over and over again? I want, like, if anything, if we're going to, like, quote-unquote hate something, let it be an SPD where there's meat to hate on than
hating
just
that,
your...
Hating that meat.
You know.
Mine's kind of in a similar vein where I just hope for more episodes. Like, I understand you can do a complete story with fewer episodes, but I want to go back to 32 at least. I want to let the show breathe a little bit. That's been the biggest problem in one of the biggest problems in recent years.
What, 32 each season, you mean?
Yeah. We're down to 20.
But think about it though. It really they're really come on though. They're really splitting up one season into two. Right? So you're getting 40 episodes.
Well, they don't have to though. They don't have to split it up into two. And they didn't do that last time.
No, but they that's what once. Nickelodeon... No, Nickelodeon they've, and their...
They've done it once, Lisa. Only once.
What are you talking about?
Megaforce is two different shows.
Oh, you mean with the suits themselves. Oh,
yeah, Megaforce uses completely two different things for its source.
I see.
But no, I mean, nice. Samurai's the only time they ever did that. I wish they would go back to more episodes. I don't understand why they have so few. And... I mean, it's only part of the problem, because there's a million problems for why this show has been bad recently. But I do think that if they go back to 32, they could breathe a little more, have more character-focused episodes. Because that's the thing, is even if you do episodes that are really, really focused on these each individual Rangers, you're still only going to get two, maybe three per character at best, just because. You know, and it's hard to really gain a... I don't know, just a real appreciation for each of them on an individual level. Mm-hmm. I guess I wish Saban would loosen the purse strings a little bit, you know, maybe? come on, make it rain a little bit.
Jabba. You just said loosen purse strings here. All right, but, that's going to happen.
In the same vein, I guess my biggest fear is that Saban isn't going to let, you know, isn't going to, you know, take Chip off the chain, so to speak, you know, let him do what he wants to do. If he's going to reel him in and stick to his guns about this is what sells, stuff like that, then, you know, I mean, that's basically it, is he needs to trust the man. Trust the guy that you hire to do his job to do his job. Simple as.
Well, Can't disagree with you. Can't disagree with you. All right. Yeah. So, in the same vein of Dino Charge, right? ASD Classified asks, I'd like to know if Spy is going to be on some future episodes and if he's going to be watching Dino Charge. The lineup of Lisa J, Jared, Tristan, and Spy was the best, and I'd love to hear it again. Spy!
Did you write this? Did you write this question?
I know, I wrote it in.
Is this your secret handle?
No, I'm really surprised that anybody would want to single me out as something that they enjoy from the show.
Wow.
We just kind of call up each other, and to me, it's just like a phone call with friends, and then we just kind of hand it off to Lisa, and she does whatever with it, and it's not really anything of my concern, so... It's kind of fun to have somebody out there who's like, no, I need this lineup. This is something I seek out and I enjoy. So that's very nice.
Nobody ever singles out the pop-off guy.
Uh-oh, he said but.
No, I know. I was going to say, I was going to get to his question. He asked if I was going to watch Dino Charge. And I do have plans to check it out. I always have to give it a shot. So hopefully it'll be something that I enjoy. And I will be back on a regular basis.
Yay!
Yay!
Yeah.
All right.
Hey.
One All home. Right. One down, one more to go. One down, mm-hmm. one more to go.
Can't answer for Tristan. He's to the ether.
Oh, great. That really did bring a smile to my face. Yay.
Me too.
All right.
I have a fan out there. I'm happy.
Okay, so now we're going to move into like MMPR reboot territory, okay? So
reversioning.
Our Ireland boys ask, if you were offered a cameo role in the new MMPR movie reboot, would you say yes? And what kind of role would you want?
I like to be bulk.
You can't use that joke anymore. You're skinny now.
I'm not that skinny. I'm skinny-ish.
You gotta change your Skype photo too.
Do I?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. That thing is, that's old. That's yeah, like... you. I don't remember. I never see it, so I don't. But I can't be bulk. Damn.
No, you can't.
You're skull now.
Oh,
your spike.
No.
Oh,
no.
No, I would like to be the smart ranger. Whoever's the smart one, I want to be the smart one.
Yo, he said cameo.
Yeah,
so,
right.
Like...
Well, come on, cameo. Cameo.
If I get a cameo role, I know I do not want to be a maid, a babysitter.
12 years.
No slave.
Take
nothing
care of the
like
chilling.
That.
You don't want you want Robo Knight to give you Christmas.
And I don't want to be in Africa. Clearly.
Aww.
Clearly I do not want to be. I would be anything else but those things. Okay. None of this like generic, hey, we need a black person for this role. No. 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 Hey, we need some jive talk. No. No. Anything else? I'm down.
I'm fine with just being a civilian in distress, really. And just like, no, save me. Yeah.
Help, help.
And then have some like really horrible dub with like
a little kid's
voice.
I was promised a cameo. Certainly, I'm important enough to have my own voice. I just want the line, like, thank you, Red Ranger.
Can I be like the friend of Bulk and Skull who doesn't talk but just has food thrown on them? I'll be that guy.
You'll be the ugly girlfriend?
Yes, the one with the creepy glasses and the frizzy hair.
Yes.
Oh, Mikey, what you want to be?
I'm gonna be the dude from Food Fight who has dreads and gets his face dunked in that stew, whatever that was. But yeah, no, I don't know, just like a civilian, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, cameo, right? Yeah. Options are kind of limited. I'll be in the background cheering on at that skydiving competition. I guess, I don't know.
I'll shave my head and I'd be Mr. Kaplan.
Let's
put
can
a wig
I be
on.
Rock Lee?
What?
You want to be Rock Lee?
Yeah,
oh.
I can be Rock Lee. I just want to sit at the desk. I just want to type. I'm sending out the Zords. They're coming.
Yes. Yes, you can be that guy. for the eventual.
Yo, that's a callback from callbacks.
For the non-existent GoBusters adaptation.
Receiving it for the movie.
Oh, goodness gracious. Next question. Linear Ranger asks, what movie news or info do you think will be announced next year?
All of it.
Well, the movie comes out in 16, right? Yeah.
So yeah, all 16. Of it.
Okay.
We're going to have the trailer by the end.
Wait, aren't you glad that this movie isn't being made by Sony Pictures? That would suck.
I know.
Oh no, we would have the details though. We'd be all excited.
Yeah, but we might have. And the we'd have the dirt. Of, like, some shady.
Yeah,
shady
we would
stuff.
Have the like. Oh, Amy Jo Johnson thinks she's getting a role. Spoiled brat.
You're wrong.
No, we would be eating it up. We would love it. Don't even lie. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I would think by the summer we would have a trailer. Like, yeah.
Like a generic trailer.
What are we getting this year? We're going to get all of it this year. It's when it's going to happen.
Has some leaks. God, I just hope we have a cast of complete unknowns.
For real. Like unknowns. Like, yeah. I don't know. I don't want to know none of them.
This guy did a McDonald's commercial and that's it. He's our Red Ranger. He's loving it.
Yep, that's our answer. What movie news? All of them.
Yeah. Good. I just like to know if they're using, you know, original suits, original Megazord, but obviously updated. Just like what's their take? Look, what's their take? Is this just like a completely original thing, or are they just trying to completely reboot MMPR? Like, are they going to have a character named Billy and Tommy and blah blah blah? Or
they bit us with flowers.
What's their thought process? Basically, is what I want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How they're approaching it.
All right, we're gonna move into our MPS general, kind of lighten up a little bit. So, one of our friends, Jason, you know, we know many Jasons from Facebook. He was like, "Marry, Shag, Kill, MPS edition."
So,
oh God.
So is this? Am I doing this for Lisa and Spy and Tristan or Mikey or who am I doing? So.
Are we including Mike since he's here?
Well, no. Well, there's always the extra category, gay best friend. So that's there is. That's what they do. That's the extra category. Gay best friend, yeah.
Never heard of that one. Okay, so this is what I think, right? Oh, I think that us three should do the core four, right, uh-huh. with Tristan.
Okay.
But Mikey has to do it with three of us.
Okay.
So, right?
Fair enough.
Fair enough. And the first to go is Spy.
Okay.
Yes. That I edited this episode.
Wow. Well, Believe if you it. Don't pick the girl for one of the first two choices, what's up?
Well, that's all right, because I respect Lisa. She's very important, so I'm going to marry her. I'm going to shag Tristan because he's black. Hey! And I have to kill Jer because his fitness goals are eclipsing mine, so he's got to go.
Oh. Yeah, but that means I got the stamina.
That's right.
Oh, come on now, let's be realistic here. Who's the mover and the shaker now?
Okay. Oh my gosh, Jeremy.
Yeah, being black is a good reason. That is a good. Right? That is a good ass right? reason. I agree with Lisa for the Mary because. You don't waste that on Shag. You just, you know.
Yeah, you want to be respectful.
Between Spy and Tristan, that is a tough one.
Mm.
See, Tristan's small, so you could throw him around a little bit. You know, position him. Depends, you know, if you want to be more of a top or a bottom. It depends. Put a lot of thought into this one.
Please be as specific as you would like.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotta go Tristan for the shag. I gotta. You know? And half the time Spy, it seems like Spy wants to die. So.
Funny.
Which he shouldn't, but
it's funny because it's true.
Okay, it is my turn. Which actually I have the hardest part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You do.
You don't have
any excuses.
Okay. Okay. So, all right. Let's see. In terms of marrying, right? I gotta look at. I need my benefits, right? Gotta get my dental.
You need to marry a white
my
guy.
Medical. So Spy, I'm very Spy.
What? Does he have medical and dental?
He's been at his job the longest.
I work at a hospital.
but then, right? Then, like, Tristan, look, he say he gay, but let's be real. Deep down.
You like your chocolatey goodness.
He needs a woman's touch. So Shag,
you gotta help him pray it away.
And unfortunately, Jeremy has to die. Because no one will try to usurp me.
Y'all missing out
in this MPS kingdom.
Just mag.
No one.
See, you're just mag as I'm blacker than you. I see how it is.
It was hard to decide.
Yeah, it's hard nobody to decide to who you want to kill.
Nobody likes to, but I'm everybody's favorite. I understand.
That's hold why back. I have to die. You're too charismatic.
You hold this. I am the glue.
Yeah. Anyway, Mikey, it's your turn. Out of the three of us.
All right. I'm going to keep it short and simple. I would marry Spy because obviously.
What? No! No!
Shag Jerbear because really, like, yeah, come on.
Yes.
And I'd have to kill myself because how could I possibly bounce back after cheating on Spy with Jeremy?
It's a good answer.
I couldn't kill you, Lisa. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I can't kill you.
She did.
I don't know which is worse, even getting a choice or not getting one at all.
She didn't decide. It's gone.
Look, he just wants the good edit, so that's why he didn't pick me.
He wants his airtime.
Oh, goodness gracious. Oh, my face hurts. Hurts right here.
Just,
okay.
Just want to steal Spy's flower. I see how it is.
He's like, obviously.
Hello.
Goes hello? Without saying.
Hey, Spy can wear white to his wedding.
Okay. All right. Okay. Now this next section is still MPS related, but like it's also like our Ireland special because like. The Island boys, okay. Connor and Declan, they bring in the heat.
Okay.
So all these next questions are from them. Okay.
Okay.
So, let's see. Big fans here since the start, but seeing as your episodes began with the reviews of SPD, what are the team's most and least favorite seasons prior to this? Okay. Kind of answered that.
We did
but,
favorites,
eh,
yeah.
You know,
we could
yeah.
do least.
We could least. Would love to hear you guys review the earlier seasons in a quick rundown, perhaps in a future episode.
I could see us doing like a season an episode, like if we have a, you know, like lulls where we need an episode, just do a season.
Yeah, like let's say Dino Charge is wah wah. We're like, we quit. We're going back.
We still have a possibility. We still have a month and a half till it premieres.
Does it have to be pre-SPD?
Yeah.
Well, they asked pre-SPD.
Because we've done the podcast since then, so it's they want to know about earlier thoughts.
Yeah. I mean, my least favorite season still would be Wild Force.
hands down. I would echo those sentiments.
So,
and I've taken the time to rewatch it twice.
Gosh,
it's not good. It's just not.
Yep, pre-SPD, least favorite season.
This is tough.
Because, see, I remember liking Wild Force so much as a kid when it first came out. But getting the box set and watching it, it was really hard getting into it. As much as I love the suits and the Zords and...
The suits?
I know they're ugly, but I don't know. There's something about them.
Those helmets are art. You guys shut up.
Oh my god. Even Iron Bison?
I like those little beauty pageant thingies that they have.
God.
Joe likes them for the ninja, so there's some hypocrisy going on.
We need to kill these fools. I need some Jesus. Well, Wild Force is the obvious one. For me, the second worst is... Lost Galaxy.
I can't. Yeah, I was about to say I cannot watch Lost
Galaxy. I mean, it has a couple of
turn off.
It has
power.
A couple of moments, but literally Lost Galaxy makes no sense. Like when they're searching for the Lights of Orion, none of that makes any sense. Like, why are we looking in sunflower statues or in cameras? What is that about?
Why was Scorpius trying to destroy the Quasar Sabers in one episode and then trying to steal them in another?
Mm-hmm. I mean, ugly suits, show doesn't make sense, cast isn't very compelling. I mean, they had some decent ideas here and there. I mean, the Pink Ranger stuff was cool, but, I mean, honestly, overall, Lost Galaxy, high concept, bad execution, there's nothing there for me. And Mike! For real. Rip your shirt off again, fool.
Mm-mm. All right. Okay, so moving right along. You have referenced before about being on a previous podcast where you didn't have much freedom of speech. Can you give us some information about your time there? I mean, we kind of mentioned this in the beginning of the show. And not necessarily like freedom of speech, like, you know, waving around my Bill of Rights. But, you know, like, I mean, look, Ranger Cast was the first Power Rangers podcast and glad to have been a part of it. And then you realize that, hey, I want to do my own thing. And hey, I just want to like talk with my friends like we normally do and not necessarily. I mean, yes, we do have like segments and things and notes and whatever, but. You know, you just want to kind of do your own thing.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, yeah, obviously. Tyler's a good dude. I like him. I got no problems with him. I like the podcast. It's just different format, basically. That's all it really is to it is he wanted to, you know, be more stringent to a format, and we're more loosey-goosey, and that's all there is to it. So, you know, different strokes for different folks.
That's it. You know, and it'll always be the first Power Rangers podcast.
Yeah, you can't take that away. That's yeah. And if it wasn't for that, we might not be here. So, boom.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. Next question: what are the most random things you have had sent to you as a member of the Power Force? Surely, there's nothing more random than the box of cereal or the kids' magazine with stickers. You surely did not want. What are the major benefits, though? Well, sorry, you already took my answer, Ireland boys. That was the weirdest thing. The box of cereal.
Yeah, but what is up with the box of cereal? I know nothing about this.
Heard this episode.
Yeah, she just put the episode out where Katie and I had her open the box of cereal as we recorded the show. They sent her a box of cereal because it had a car in it with Megaforce on it, with stickers.
Yeah, Megaforce / Hello Kitty. So you can either choose whether you want to put your Hello Kitty stickers on the car or your Megaforce stickers on the car.
What kind of cereal was it?
Lucky Charms.
All right.
It is still there. And I'm not touching that crap. Like, I'm so mad. That was the weirdest thing that I've ever received from Power Force. Like, we've received some things. I'm just like, honestly, and I don't want to just say, like, the weird, you know, the power. Like, we received some good stuff, like, last Christmas. What? Yo, we got Morphers and the Megazord. Like they sent some stuff, right? I'm like, big ups to them, right? But, like, and the benefits, you know, sometimes we get like news earlier sometimes, you know, at ParamorphoCon, there's like a special breakfast for us. You know, we are, and I don't think this is any news to anybody, like we're part of their marketing branch, mm-hmm. right? So they send us crap and we choose to post it or not. I normally don't, because it's nothing that really pertains to No Pink Spandex and what we do. Other sites do post some of this stuff that pertains to what they do, and that's fine. Am I going to post a video with Robo Knight going to the dry cleaners?
Yes.
Not necessarily. Not my thing. Not my zhuzh. But am I going to post a picture that was never before seen of the Megaforce cast members in their civilian outfits? Of course. That is something that we do. So, you know, like the benefits, you know, they ask us about certain, like, what you call it, merchandise before they release it. And, you know, ask, you know, there are certain things. Certain things are better than others. But overall, hey, look, being part of Power Force, it ain't bad. It ain't bad. It could be worse. Although, you know, we could make it better, guys. That trip to New Zealand.
That's right.
Or even Nick Hotels, we're flexible.
You know, word, I'll even start with that. I'll even start, give me a trip to Nick Hotel. I will cover whatever y'all want. For real. Like, am I selling out? Sure.
You're not selling out, you're buying in.
There you go. So yeah, so that's that. Next question. Ever thought of doing a video style podcast so we can see your faces and match them to the voices? No.
I would be okay with that.
You would be okay?
I would be okay with that. Prefaced by the fact that I don't wear pants.
Yes.
Yes.
I remember the time that we were called up on stage at the first NPS live event, and I wasn't really okay with it. There was a big old camera right in the back pointed at our faces, and I was like, oh no, get me off of this thing.
I loved it.
I am not a fan.
I think we had to do that once together, as like that had to have happened, right? But in terms of like a regular thing,
yeah, I don't want my face like pointed at a webcam. No.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. No,
I need it like in a studio. I need it rehearsed. I need makeup.
Got to put on my face.
That's right.
See, I'm ready to give you people what hairline. You want. Yeah. See, I look good all day, er day, so. Just remember, no pants, and the shirt is only here because I need something to clip the headset to. The little clip. That's the only reason.
Nice. I think it would be nice, like, with Lisa's new, like, her Verb series, where she, like, goes out and gets, like, real in-depth interviews with people and their life or whatever. I think it would be cool to, like, host a segment or something like that, but not, like, a full, like, let's just sit down and discuss stuff like nerds.
I will do a Jeremy on the Street segment where I run out and I yell at people.
I don't want to be the old guy talking about Power Rangers in his basement bedroom or whatever. I don't want that on the internet.
Yeah, I just I'm not an on-camera person, so you would have to like literally like pull me in front of the camera, because part of it is like I just don't trust anybody to shoot me well, because look, I'm a curvy lady, okay, and there's certain angles that work better than others, and so if you don't have professionals shooting you, then you're gonna get a double yard, and I don't want that. So
y'all screwed.
That's just, yes, I am. Mm-hmm. Yes, I am. Okay, yes, I am. We ain't going there. So, to answer your question, Ireland boys, no. The last question from, well, not the last question, but in this segment of the MPS segment, what has been your best / worst / weirdest convention experience ever?
Best would be... B-Hawk. He was good. He was pumped to see us.
B-Hawk is good. B-Hawk was good.
Yeah, he was very excited.
He's always enthused.
Yes.
He's always enthused. Mikey, come on.
My experiences are kind of limited. But I guess the best would have to be with the SPD cast coming back at Yumacon in 05, having some drinks in the hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
That was a pretty good time until like some people got weird. But
before some people got weird,
it was pretty fun.
Who got weird?
Honestly, it was very hazy. I don't remember. I just remember some people were a little weird and kind of smelled like BO. There was a lot of people crammed in that little room.
That creepy guy with the fingerless gloves.
I remember. This is coming back to me. What is his name? No, forget it. Don't remember his name. Sorry, it's fine. Spy. Best, worst, weirdest.
I've got an answer for each. Best, Power Morphicon 1. It was magic. It was free.
Yeah.
It was just, you know, we never thought it would happen, and it did, and it was amazing. The worst, Power Morphicon 2.
2?
Yeah. Oh, man.
And the weirdest is IckyCon in Austin. Remember when you came over to watch the reversioning, the very first episode? That was in my pajamas. We were like live broadcasting.
That's so true. We were like, let's do this. Oh my gosh, it's premiering today and we're in the same state. Let's do this.
And it
was
just the weirdest editing. And we're like, what the heck is going on? I don't understand this. I'm embarrassed for me. I'm embarrassed for my guest.
It's hilarious.
I don't know if it counts as a convention moment, but I would say our hike was pretty sweet.
Yes.
That was pretty amazing with the Yoast.
And I would count it.
Yes. Absolutely. That is a top tier moment.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The best for me recently is definitely singing with Amy Jo Johnson.
Oh yeah.
I bet.
I mean, where you start out not even remotely singing with Amy Jo Johnson. It was not even your realm of possibility. And then it happening not once, but twice. So that like currently is my best moment so far. Loved it. Loved it. Loved it. Especially the one that was in New York. Cause that, you know, my hometown, my peeps came to see me. It's great. Weirdest convention experience. Oh, wow. Man, I have to get back to that one because they're a little weird ones. Worst currently would have to be, I was pissed off when I didn't get my shots for the Megaforce. No, not Megaforce.
Oh, Dino Charge.
Dino Charge people. Like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it was I had a moment. Like, I was mad.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Furious.
That was something. I agree with Morphicon 2. I mean, we went off on it multiple times. There's not much more to say that it was just poorly run. You didn't get what you paid for. Nobody knew what was going on. Lines were crazy, hard to get into any panels. The weirdest, I think, would kind of be in the same sense. It's kind of a good weird, though, whenever somebody, like, especially at the second Morphicon, when someone would come up to you and say hello, because they knew you from the podcast. Like, hey, cool, you give a crap. That's hard to believe, right. But, you know, it's flattering, but it's weird, you know?
Okay, you know what I would say, though? I don't say weird as in, like, oh, my gosh, weird.
No,
but
it's
like
a good weird. Weird, yeah.
No, yeah. But, like, for me, too, like, you know, I've helped out, like, some of the actors or whatever. And so anytime that I am in the vicinity or at Karen Ashley's table, like, there are a good 2 people out of the weekend. Like, oh, are you Karen Ashley? Like, I'm like,
yes, like, word. All black girls look alike.
Word. Like, I was helping out David, and, like, you know, I was talking to David and whatever, and, like, they thought I was Karen. I'm like, okay, that happened a couple of times. The most recent time, I think I was in Florida, and I helped out Karen a little bit, and she went to lunch or something. And then, so I told one of the girls, I'm like, look, sometimes, like, every so often, People think I'm Karen. So the next time, like, if it happens, just roll with it. Just roll with it.
That's
let's,
right.
Let's just see what happens.
Get that $20.
And then so, like, literally somebody came up. It's like, are you Karen? And then the girl's like, oh, no. She went to lunch. I'm just like, what did I tell you? Roll with it. Let's see what happens. Because I've never done that before. But, yeah. So that's a little weird because I'm just like, we don't look alike.
No, not even not any close.
Not at all. So, yeah. So that's that. Okay. So, yep. We're moving right along into our, you know, general Power Rangers questions, right? So Andrew from Twitter at It's Avels. Okay. He writes, what has been Power Rangers' highest point and lowest point in the 10 years since you started the show? And he's like, congrats on 10 years, Lisa, Jay, Jer, Tristan, and Spy.
Well, thank you for that.
Well, the lowest point is easy. It was the assumption that the show was gone because we have reversioning. And then it seemed like after that, it was just kind of done. Yeah, no.
I would agree with that. Yeah.
I mean, we can talk about how bad the last few four seasons have been, but honestly, I was still sort of glad that it existed, even if I didn't enjoy it.
Mm-mm. No, I would rather it be gone.
No, it's fine.
Yeah, no, my lowest point is your team says hi. That is my lowest point. I was done. I mean, you're going to bring it back and you're not even going to bring it back. Forget it.
That really is a.
Yeah.
Oh, RPM, I miss you so.
Oh, 2 points.
That's a very good point. Points. See, I'm more sentimental on the fact that bad PR, you know, I'm just glad it's there.
I agree.
Yeah, you know, I'm just like, I'm like, oh, it's going to end, and Saban, no Disney. I'm like, who's going to take it? And just, it was a bummer.
At least the kids still have it.
Yeah, maybe they like it.
At least they like it.
Maybe they're brain dead enough to enjoy it.
So what's the highest point in the past 10 years?
So since SPD, when we started.
Well, all right. I don't care for any of Bruce's seasons. RPM is a mixed bag. I think the highest point in the last 10 years was that short honeymoon period in between when Saban announced that he got the season back, he got the show back, but before Samurai came out. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, hopes were high, and I don't know, the hype, it was, I thought that was just a great time.
And everybody had a crush on Hector David Jr. But, oh, he's going to be great.
Yeah, I do have to agree.
There's another mic coming. Like, I'm pretty psyched about that.
You know what? You know what? That's a really a good answer. I when we heard that we were going to get box sets, yes. I flipped out. Like, mm-hmm. That was like, I've been waiting for this. And then not only box sets, but then the legacy, like 20 seasons, and I can just buy it one time. Done.
Yeah, I would agree. Not just when I heard about the box sets, but when I heard that the guy in charge really wanted to put some sweet extras on there, and it wasn't just going to be quick rips of, you know, with no care put into them, we were just throwing them out there. When I knew he was going to give us the joint, you know, give us full DVDs of just extras.
Yeah,
you know, at that point I was like, they're,
and that Easter egg, yo, yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah, because I mean, I like I said, I knew that Shout Factory doesn't mess around. I knew that they put the care into it. So when I heard Shout Factory got the license, I was like, oh yeah, it's going to be some good stuff.
Yeah.
Now, all you fools out there that haven't, you need to buy that helmet.
That's right.
They've
gone from 6 to 4. They can do a couple more hundred.
That's right.
650 to 4.
So, but yeah. So, I mean, definitely all good answers. All very good answers.
Yes. Nothing to do with the actual quality of the show recently.
Next question from Anonymous. Would you rather Power Rangers go away for a few years to a decade or continue how it's been going for the past 4 seasons?
I mean, if we're going strictly on that wording, I want it to go away. Because I don't want the past four seasons to continue.
A few decades, though, that seems kind of hard.
No, few years.
Oh,
to a decade.
Okay. Well, even then, even a decade, that's way too long.
Yeah.
A decade's too long, but a couple years, I'd be okay with that.
I mean, I guess I would have to know what happens when it comes back. Because if they're taking time off to reboot, to get a new direction, to figure out what they want to do, get the best people possible to make the show, then I could take a year or two without a new show. If they're just taking a year or two off to, you know, let people breathe and then they come back with the same garbage, then no, just keep doing the show. So it depends. I hate to give a wishy-washy answer like that, but...
Yeah, no, for me, a decade, that's just way too long. But, like, if it were to kind of say, you know, take a little break, because I could not take another Samurai or Megaforce. Like, I can't do it. I couldn't do it. I get it. Like, the kids would be like, all right, they have something to watch or whatever, but... You need to take a break, regroup, come back, do better. Don't give me the same, and then get worse. Like, I feel like in some ways it keeps getting worse and worse. Like, Megaforce was a little better than Samurai for me, but I can't wait for you to be a little bit better. Like, you need to be a lot better. So you need for me to appreciate you. You know what I mean? You need to go away for a minute so I can appreciate you when you come back and you be like, I'm back, baby.
And you're sorry.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And bring some charm.
And I don't know what a couple of years is, what a couple of years would do anyway for the positive. Just, I mean, because you know, you're going to have a crappy season and the next one's great. There's no time sensitivity to it. So, but yeah, I mean, 4 years in a row has just been real depressing.
It's been hard.
You know, we've searched and mined for those diamonds as few and far between as they are, but. It's really 5 years because of the reversion.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
Oh, gosh darn, don't even remind me. Anywho, but the next one. If money wasn't the issue, would you like to see an all-original season, original suits and all?
Yes.
Yeah, obviously.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I would like to see it. But, I mean, if I had to pick, though, I think I would just rather funnel all the blank check money into just making a really nice into making a really nice MMPR reunion.
Yes, honey.
I would just rather just funnel all that in, do it right.
Bring people back from the dead. Yeah.
Aww.
I'll ride around it.
I mean, I really do like the charm of the Japanese-ness, and it would be nice if they could just do a season where they are adapting it, but then literally any time and every time they feel the need to do some original footage, they can with the suits, where they don't ever have to work around the footage. That would be good. But yeah, I mean, I would love to see what our people could come up with having absolutely zero constraints. Or even if they wanted to do their own season and then they could use old suits sparingly if they felt the need here and there and create their own anniversary thing that was unique.
I want old crew. New suits. Boom. Yo, like, I mean, and to fill in all those gaps that we had back in the day, man. Like, I want my Zio movie, son. I just want my Zio movie. Just that's all I want.
Yeah, what
it's like so...
Yeah, what like a non... Like a union thing where it's like all the old actors that is the thing that's holding them back that want to come back and do a completely unique thing. And no, it doesn't have to be buckets of blood, but, you know...
No.
Just, you know, unique.
No BOBs.
Nope.
All right. So, our Ireland boys.
Don't mess with my Irish.
They come back and ask, Lisa, you are now well-renowned.
Hey.
Within the PR fandom. And as a result, have had the chance to do many things. MCing and Amy Jo Johnson season. I'm hearing crackly cracklies from Mr. Mikey.
Okay. No, I'm here.
Okay. So, yeah, but I hear little crunchy crunchies. So, yeah. filming for Uncensored Talk with Karen Ashley. But what part of your work are you most proud to have had the chance to do? For me, I mean, I think I mentioned it already, kind of like part of that interview, you know, our top interviews, you know, David Yost, you know, I've said it on the show before that for him to open up that way with me, that was great. Amy Jo Johnson, you know, she was really cool. I mean, like, honestly, like the filming that whole, for her Indiegogo campaign thing, her finding the suit and looking around or whatever, that was fun times. I had a ball, one of the best days ever. So that was really great. But yeah, I mean, really being able to do more of my video stuff and shoot, I'm really proud of that because I've seen my work, not necessarily the talent, right? It was my equipment. Like, I had to deal with my SD camera and now I'm HD, you know, so I can do more things. And I got a little bit more money now, you know, and not a lot of money, I'm just saying, but a little bit, so I can do a little bit more things. And so, yeah, that's what I'm really proud of. I'm really looking forward to my video stuff and doing more stuff with that. So, yeah. So now we move on to the future of MPS. Future talk, right? So pretty much our Latino mic asks, what's next for MPS, right? And really just going through the rest of these questions, you know, from our island. I keep saying island. Ireland. Connor and Declan, have you ever thought of doing a live podcast? Kind of did. No, Pink's Band Next Live. Kind of did that. Let me see. Anonymous, have you ever thought about... Well, we get this a lot, though. So as our... Like, the number one question I get over the years is... Have you ever thought about having fan guests on your show? How can we work with you? That type of thing. So, we were talking, you know, we talking and, you know, we have our little, you know, Facebook chats and everything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, every now and again, I think the whole, like, the whole chemistry of four people talking, it works. Like, for me, I like the four. You know, it's good. But sometimes... one of us, technical difficulties, mm-hmm. So we can't make it. Or sometimes, one of us is like, I'm not watching this show, bye. Mm-hmm.
Diva.
Mm-hmm. Kind of jag-off would do that.
So in that sense, you know, I like having four. I don't know, something about four, you know, two, I mean, it's cool. But it's hard. So, and three is cool, but like that fourth, sometimes you just need an extra laugh track, you know what I'm saying? Or that extra mm-hmm. little, you know, that extra fantastic opinion quote, or whatever. Yeah.
I need my laughs.
So we were talking and we decided, now there's not no official announcement, but semi-official, that what we would like to do is have the people who have always been asking about, you know, appearing on the show, you know, hosting the show with us at one point, we are going to be kind of, we're going to open up the fourth seat a little bit. Sometimes fifth seat, because, you know, we ain't kicking out nobody. But we're going to open that up. And the way in which we're going to do is that it's going to be like a little audition process where you send in like a 60-minute thing. 60 actually, minutes? No, not 60 minutes. Shoot, 60 seconds.
Oh, boy. Have fun listening to those, Lisa.
60 seconds. Like, and I compared it to our last episode that just came out where Jeremy, I gave him 60 seconds to rant about the people who were reacting to the children reacting to Power Rangers.
People only got a taste. You only got a taste of the fury.
And I gave him 60 seconds, and I was just like, that's perfect. So Yeah, so next year, 2015, we're going to be asking for, you know, 60-second clips of yourself ranting. Okay, I was going to say, like, we don't want, like, but some a really good representation of any opinion that you have about Power Rangers. And we don't send them in now.
Basically, so that you can carry a coherent thought for...
Right. And the time. Best and the best three will come on the show at a later date, and we will kind of give you guys a test run and see how it goes. You know, we might meet somebody that's really great and can carry on a conversation and be funny and be intuitive. So, yes, that is one of our semi-official announcements. Ta-da! Woo-hoo. There you go.
Just don't block my shine.
The other thing is about working with us. You know, I mean, out of the crew, I travel the most, you know, going to different conventions and stuff. And so I definitely, while I, you know, I would love for Spy to come with me on these adventures.
We are married after all.
Shoot with me and take photos and stuff like that. I would love it if he would do that. Cannot. He can't. So I definitely, when I'm going on these different shoots that I do, I will need help. And really the thing about, like, see, it's a tough line. It's just like, I do work with actors. I work with actors who work with other actors who work with other important people. And the people that would need to work with me cannot A, fan out, and B, fan out. Mm-hmm. Did I mention fan out? You cannot, you have to act as if you're not a fan. Like, I mean, like, I'm not saying be a robot. You know, you can generally show interest in what, you know, whatever, but you can't, let's say, I don't know, if you're on a shoot that you're working and then you ask for 50 million autographs for the people that you're shooting. Like, you can't do that. You know, like, that type of stuff is, you know, like, you have to know when to be professional and when, you know, just to be yourself. So I would love, I mean, especially like there are, you know, Ranger guests who are going across the pond, they're going to England and they're going to Australia. And I would love for people who would like to contribute to No Pink Spandex who are in those areas that can contribute with video footage or whatever. So that's something else that I'm kind of like feeling out and kind of seeing what happens. And because I personally do not want to put my NPS stamp of approval on anybody who is going to act a fool. I can't. Like, I have a reputation. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I actually do have a reputation. They know me as being very professional, and I can't risk anybody who's going to be under the No Pink Spandex brand to act a fool. I there's no other way to put it. But that is my hope, because I can't go everywhere. But I hope to kind of like get more people who are interested in filming things and not shaky cam. I mean, like, some professional looking good stuff, you know, that is, you know, overseas and kind of contribute to No Pink Spandex. So that's one thing that I hope to see in the future. I'm putting it out there, and then, you know, if you're interested, email nopinkspandex@gmail.com. The last thing is a question from our own Eric Berry on the Twitters. All right. Trekkie B47. Ranger. Oh, man, I always forget his name on the thing. What's his podcast name again?
Oh, the Ranger Command Power Hour.
Power Hour. Yes. Thank you. So he asks, any event planned for 2015? So 2015 is our 10th anniversary. I know, I already done skipped 9th anniversary. We had a 9th anniversary in September. Man, who cares about 9? 10 is where it's at.
Yes.
So our 10th anniversary will be next September, actually. September 17th, to be exact, which is, by the way, Austin St. John's birthday. Didn't really know that until just this past September. So I definitely am going to put out there that we will have an event for 2015. And I still hear crying. Mike, where are you? You in a pool or something?
No, I think it's my beard. I'm sorry.
Sit still. Let me
hold it away from my face. Okay. All right, there you good.
Go. So there will be an event for 2015. I mean, I can't have 10 years and not do an event. Now, will it be like a convention type of thing? Like No Pink Spendits Live? Maybe not. Maybe not. But it definitely will have an event. It's definitely happening late summer, early fall. It's definitely happening. There you go.
Boom.
Yay.
And oh, yeah, and it's definitely happening in New York because that's where I live. So.
Boom.
So no boos, all yays. So I would say it's gonna be a party. We're gonna have some good times. Don't know, and the details are not fleshed out yet because you know I'm still talking and trying to figure out things, but we are gonna have an event because 10 years is a big deal. It's a big deal, my friends, and we should celebrate. So that's kind of the future for MPS.
Everybody in the club getting tipsy.
And I'm excited. Other future things. I'm definitely working on a new website for the web for No Pink Spandex. That is my goal, is to get a new website up for the new year. And so that instead of going to allman.com/this/that/what, who, what, you can finally go to nopinkspandex.com/yada yada yada. So that's like one of my main goals, to get a new website up. And another goal of mine is to shoot for The Verb, which is our new web series. So shooting will begin again next year, and I hope to get more episodes of that. And I'm very excited. So excited. Like a year ago, I did not want to continue doing this podcast. I don't know if I said that on the air, but I'm saying it on the air. Didn't want to do it. I wanted to just give it up altogether. I was not. But I am beaming.
Talked her off the ledge.
I'm beaming from ear to ear because I'm very excited for 2015. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. And can't wait. I cannot wait for you guys to see what is up for us. Especially, and most definitely, I definitely want to bring back more OG people from the past and come on the show. Because, Mikey, we missed you.
Thank you guys for inviting me back after being MIA for so long. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was fun seeing you again.
Are you gonna?
Yeah, this is something that I. Oh yeah, I'll definitely be back. Is that what you're asking?
That and are Better you be. Gonna start watching Power Rangers again on a regular basis?
I mean, I've still been watching it this whole time. I never stopped watching it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. So maybe. remember all that stuff I said about like having the fans come and guest host? Nix that. Hey, Mikey.
Hell yeah, I'll definitely come back. Now that I'm like have a lot more free time, definitely.
Oh, goodness gracious. But no, we'll definitely have Mikey back. I mean, especially with the reviews.
Talk about some Dino Charge.
About the Dino Charge. Yeah. So but yeah, it's been great. I love the whole like talking with Katie the other day, that memories.
Mm-hmm.
Memories. Because I was just like, she got sucked into World of Warcraft. We lost her. And I was like, all right.
Claimed another one.
Claimed another one. But it was really great. So I hope to bring on other, you know, blasts from the past people for 2015, kind of to celebrate. And I'm not starting my celebration of 10 years in September. Nah. Nah, son. We starting like January, like
365 days of NPS.
Boom!
Right on. So I'm excited. And we're done with our Q&A. We went through
nailed
all the questions.
Got them? Nice.
We are done. We are done. Any other things that you would like to clarify, reiterate, tell your fans? Anybody. Anybody.
Well, I just found out I had a fan, so...
I don't have fans. Spy has fans.
I have to let that simmer.
I do have to say thank you to everyone who submitted questions.
Yes.
You guys made this episode. Like, legit made this episode. Because we had no episode on Friday. And now we have
one. Now we have one. Yay! Yes.